I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We are back for another episode of Reality Mums. And in what must be the biggest breaking news of the year, Rochelle has a fringe. Hello, Rochelle.
I'm trialing high. Yes, I've always had like a longer sort of fringe.
Yeah.
And then I cut, do you know what? I cut it on Scarlet first. Is that bad?
I think there's a meme out there about that, about using your kids to test out hairstyles.
Yeah. But Scarlet asked me for a fringe. And so I cut it shorter. She didn't want like a proper full fringe. Her fringe would just fall forward. This I can still push back. But anyway, we'll see. Thank you. We'll see how long it lasts.
Little disclaimer before we go any further. I've got a three-year-old who's decided to play cars on the floor below me. So fingers crossed that's not coming through the audio. Daphne, please, can you go away? All right. Over to you for breaking news.
Breaking news. So in the biggest breaking news for my week, Taylor has dropped a new album, The Tortured Poets Department. She dropped not one, but two albums. I'm glad of the time difference between here and America, because here it was mid-afternoon. So it was a 2 o'clock and a 4 p.m. But over there it was a 12 and a 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Am I loving it? I don't know yet. There's a few songs that I like. I feel like we didn't need two albums.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a very Swifty thing to say. But 31 songs is a lot, especially when they all sound quite similar.
I've seen a lot of commentary that she's swearing a lot more in this one and that the parents are kind of saying, what are you doing, Taylor? You've got a really young fan base.
Well, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, it's her work. If she's going to swear, my kids, they're a little bit older, but they understand what swearing is. And I'm like, well, you don't use it. You know, there's places where you can use it, where it's appropriate, where it's not. They don't swear, but they know what swear words are. I think these days to try and avoid swear words around kids is hard, because even on ads, there's references that sounds like, So I don't agree. If you're going to try and shelter your kids from swearing these days, I think you're going to have a very hard road ahead.
Yeah.
But there's a few songs that I really like, and then there's others that I'm like, they sound the same. It's like really, I don't know. I'm still not sure. I am a Swiftie, but I will say when I'm not sure if I like something, I'm not blindly just following her saying I love everything that she does.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts.
I'm going to go
and
grab
she's
all
dropped
of them. I'll be back in 2 seconds. Okay.
Hi. Theory. He's back. Theory. Hello. Okay. And as part of the albums, she's dropped a Kim Kardashian diss track where she's capitalized the letters of Kim's name. Taylor is dropping Easter eggs everywhere. It's almost going a bit far with the whole, like, we have to decipher everything that she's doing. Like, I'm not up for Where's Wally.
Yeah.
I just want to listen to an album and enjoy some music. So I don't know. It's part of what she does and the fans love it, but I'm not that into it from that perspective as a fan.
Courtney Love came out this week and didn't have it was a bit of a dig. She didn't attack her, but she did have a bit of a dig. Like, she understands that she's kind of like the Madonna of this generation, but in terms of her as an artist, she's not that, you know, there's nothing that special. And I've always been in that camp with the Taylor stuff. I've never understood the buzz. I've never quite got what the Swifties get. I just haven't had that connection. And I've always found it really irritating that her music is so literally about her life, and then it drags out this drama with an ex-partner, and now we've got Kim Kardashian and she's bringing it up again. It's kind of like, can you just write some good music that's a really great song that doesn't necessarily have to be about someone or digging at someone?
I think that that's what makes her.
Yeah.
That's the appeal. And as a petty person who, if I could sing, would probably write songs about people, I understand where she's coming from. And personally, What's Courtney Love done lately?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
I can understand, say, if Madonna came out and said something about her, like a really big artist. But I mean, when you're Courtney Love, and what have you done? The Big Day Out in '98. What have you been doing lately? Like, to be criticizing someone. She's got a big following. She puts on a good show. I wouldn't blindly defend her, but I think that some of what she does with the Kim stuff, I think there's a mutual understanding sometimes that it's a marketing strategy as well. Everyone's talking about it. Then everyone's talking about Kim Kardashian. She's very careful not to come back and fire anyone up about it. The same with her and Beyonce. How long until they collaborate? Because I think that they will. There's a battle between them with the album of the year thing, always has been. And I think that it's a clever marketing campaign from all camps sometimes.
Agree. There was a little sneeze that might have just come through on the microphone. That's Oliver. So Oliver has now joined us. So I now have two children while we attempt to record the Reality Mums podcast. So wish me luck because literally tearing my hair out right now. Today is
Thank
a big day. What else have we got in breaking news? We've got Jax and the
you.
publicist. So,
Jax and
oh.
Alexis.
There's a photo getting around on the internet of Britney looking at Jax with love in her eyes, and Jax is looking straight at the publicist. It's like, how did she not know the chemistry that they had prior to this breakup? Like, there's been a lot of unfollowing on Instagram. Britney's
Oh,
unfollowed
yeah.
both. It was a burp from Oliver. Hope that didn't come through.
Where's you, Catherine?
Oh my God.
Think
Oh,
it's
today.
hilarious.
He thinks it's so funny. Yes, we do think it's funny, don't we? The whole what was my train of thought is gone. Anyway,
So Jack's in
it's
his
drama.
publicist.
Jax is with the
Is
publicist, yeah.
so
So
much drama. There's the photo of her and him, and he's wearing his wedding ring.
yep.
Oh, it's happening. It's
It's
all
messy.
unraveling
We are
there.
Team Britney. 100% Team Britney on this.
Even when Jax and Brittany were together, I was Team Brittany because
Yeah.
I've never been Jax.
No.
We've also got overnight come out Salt Lake drama. So Mary has used the R word against one of Lisa's children. Mary's needs a muzzle. Like, she's
She's
taking it too
a
far.
loose cannon. Yeah, it's she's back for a full. She's back as a full housewife. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
and
they
I
gave
don't
her a
think she should
snowflake.
be.
No, it was an entertainment value that I thought it needed last season, but didn't. By the end of the season, it was kind of like Mary Who, and now she's all it's going to do is take this season to a dark place. I think they're on a cast trip in Mexico at the moment. Like, ugh, another trip to Mexico. Like, can we go somewhere else? Send them to Australia. I know it's 14 hours, but just send them here.
Yeah, but I feel like Mary is often mean, sometimes like Phaedra and those people that, and Candace, they read people, but they sort of have some humor in it. Mary is just mean for the sake of being mean sometimes, and she goes too far.
Yep, I agree.
So, yeah. What else have we got?
So overnight, the Below Deck Mediterranean trailer dropped, 3rd of June.
Yes.
The trailer looks really good. I think it looks good. And I think it speaks volumes about how this season of Below Deck has fallen a little bit flat, is that this one looks a little bit more polished, a bit more exciting. It's going to be very entertaining, I think, based on the trailer.
Are we oversaturated with Below Deck?
Sorry, he burped again. I don't think we are oversaturated at the moment, only because we're being saturated in other areas. It's a weird time to be a reality TV fan because the whole core, I feel, of reality TV is the Real Housewives, and we just don't have any. And
There's
so now
none.
everything else feel it's like the universe has gone into some sort of Mercury retrograde, and we just don't know how to function, and shows don't know how to be, and it's all just a bit weird and a bit off. So I don't feel like we've got too much below deck because at times we've had two seasons going at once. So we've only got the one, but I do feel like we've had some mediocre below deck.
I feel like we never get a break. So one ends, the next week, the next one's on. And sometimes you do need a little break in between. I enjoy Below Deck, but I feel like that there's constantly one on. But even, I don't know, Housewives, I want a Housewives back on, but I'm not looking forward to New Jersey.
No.
So I feel conflicted because that's the next one that's coming. And I'm like, oh, I don't care about New Jersey. There's
Yeah.
only a select few Housewives. So I think maybe because it is getting quite saturated across the board, we're getting pickier with what we do and don't like.
Yeah, I
But like
agree.
Below Deck Down Under.
That was the peak, I think. I think they hit their peak last year. So that was winter last year that was on, and they haven't really come back to the heights of that. Since we're talking about Below Deck, let's get straight into yesterday's episode of Below Deck. Really sad episode, to be honest. And yeah, we interviewed Anthony. So we have a bit of a connection there with him, the chef. He's such a beautiful man. He's got such a beautiful soul, but the pressure just became far too much. He couldn't handle the standards required of a chef on a super yacht. Like, this says nothing about the quality of his food, but he'd just given up. He wasn't meeting the preference sheets. He was not satisfying the primaries, and he was just letting it all get to him. And so it was time for him to go. So he was let go, and that was sad. It's always sad when it's firing where everyone really likes the person. It wasn't that he wasn't a good person, it's just he wasn't good enough at his job. So it's the reality of the world that they live in. If you don't cut it, then you've got to go. So it'll be really interesting to see who replaces him because we've got three more charters to go. Yeah, will be very interesting. The these guests, so unlikable, so cringy, so tacky. I live for Fraser's confessions where he's talking or talking to camera, just basically calling them out for being tacky, and he has these little, like he'll be walking
Oh,
away from them, going, "Ugh." They must
I
watch it
know.
back and go, "I thought you liked us," and then he's being super nasty, but it's nasty in a fun way. Like we would all be doing exactly the same thing.
They've got no idea. Who goes on a boat and says, refer to me as king and queen? I don't care how much money you've got. That's ridiculous. And then the movie premiere night where they came in, that could have been a really fun, like, dress up night. But then the fact that they had to have the crew there making them like paparazzi,
It was
it was
soft. It
just
was
very
like,
weird.
I hate
And they
soft, I
were,
hate aesthetic TV.
yeah, and it was their preference sheets. I know that Anthony wasn't doing well with the cooking. I think he overthought it. I think he made it, he started on a spiral, like spiraling downwards, and then he couldn't get himself back up. So he was not listening. When the guy said, can you have the lobster toasties ready? He wasn't listening. He just heard toasty and made turkey toast. So he was making silly little mistakes. He was paying not enough attention when people didn't eat seafood or the preferences of what was going on. But these guests, like he did, and I don't feel like he really, when Captain Kerry took him in and he said, you've mucked up, he didn't sort of come clean. He just said, oh, have I? Or he should have maybe owned it. And I feel like he should have said, I tried to get turkey bacon. I tried to get duck bacon. You can't get it. He told the guests that, but he never told anyone else that.
He'd just given
He was
up.
over it.
Yeah, he was
He'd
so
given.
over it. And it did feel like it dragged on a little bit for too many episodes. Like we were kind of just waiting for him to lose his job. So it wasn't
I
moving.
want Chef Ben back. He's never going to come back, but I want Chef Ben back. He
Let's
was
start a petition.
entertaining.
Speaking of Ben's current Ben, Aussie Ben, he's so cringy. And I never thought I'd say it, but I find him more cringy than Dylan. Dylan is off the charts when it comes to being cringy. I'm loving seeing Ben squirm when Sonny and Dylan are talking together. He thinks he's sounds really mean. He's never going to listen to this, but it feels like he thinks he's God's gift to everyone. And it's like, mate, just pull your head in a little bit.
Ben, I feel like he's a good-looking guy, but there's something about his him that turns he gives me the ick.
Did you see the other day? It's probably over a week ago now. We didn't talk about it last week, but he was commenting on Captain Carey, saying he didn't appreciate the way he was speaking about him and his performance.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's drama there. There's drama with the captain. So maybe we see a
Oh.
little bit more of that coming, or maybe it's been behind the scenes and just bubbling over as each episode comes out and they see it. I don't know. But
I
anyway.
think he did make a bit of a mistake. Like, I love that he made Sunny second, but I feel like there's a conflict there when you're
The
sleeping
captain needs
together.
to know about that. It's like, it's one
Yes.
thing to say that it was a joint decision between myself and the captain, and she's qualified, but he needs to know about the conflict of interests that are happening
Yes.
and that there is a gap with the qualifications and the experience on the people on your boat. And so there's
Yeah.
potential for conflict there. So he hasn't
I
handled that
feel like
well.
he should have, in that meeting that they had about who to make second, he should have said, I'd like to make Sonny second. I'm concerned as this is what's happening. And
Yeah.
Dylan might get his back up and it's not a good look. What do you think? And ask for advice. And he hasn't. And maybe that's where the drama comes from. I'm liking Kyle and Barbie together.
Yeah, they're cute.
But the dad drama with Barbie, I don't know what that's about. He
It's a weird
must.
dynamic. He's obviously got a shit ton of money. They are so rich,
Yeah.
and she just can't cut that purse string and have an independent life. There's obviously the need for her to have a particular type of partner or a particular
Yeah.
type of relationship. So that's never going to end well. This is just going to be a boatman's.
Yeah. But yeah, it's still going. It's okay. I'm not loving the season. Another thing that I am also not loving is Vanderpump Rules. We have had another episode. There was the jizz fest that was Lala's baby sperm donor party that they were picking, and it just seemed,
Bit
I don't know, it
weird.
seemed staged and
Yeah.
weird. The fact that she has gone on and on and on about Ariana moving out from living with Tom and then asked to use Ariana's house for it was weird.
Yeah.
And then she's had it at Lisa's house. Ariana and Tom's house has fallen apart since Anne has left. And there was a
Justice
scene
for
where
Anne,
Rock,
that poor woman.
poor Anne, she's seen things. Sorry, Sheena and Brock come over to help Ariana clean up. And I found that scene weird because she just sat there
Yeah.
and she didn't help. And I don't
It's
know
another one
why.
of those things where it's like it was a scene for the sake of a scene. They're like, oh, how can we make a thing where we all get together? And you know what I mean? It just, it
Is that
felt,
what it was?
it just, that's what it felt like. If it was a real
Yeah.
thing between them, they would have actually done something. Like, she wouldn't have sat there just watching them.
It
It
was
was just
weird.
a
If someone's come
staged
to clean my
thing.
house, my friends, you would help.
Yeah.
We've got the bad singing Olympics between Tom Sandoval and Sheena, who is releasing the, what is it, the grunge version? What's she doing? The good as
Oh.
gold, the new, we don't need another version of it. First
No.
version's fine. We don't need to go with the second version.
Yep.
Tom singing was wild. Wildly horrible.
So high-pitched, and that microphone, it's I'm pretty sure it's an auto-tune microphone. So nothing coming out of his mouth through those speakers is him. He's that bad that they have to auto-tune him through his mic. Like,
And it's still not.
and he's doing it with his dipped out merchandise on. Everyone is just trying to make a buck out of the breakup. And it's
Yeah.
they're all there for a paycheck. That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like we're watching a show about friends and friendships and relationships. Everyone's there for a paycheck and everyone's looking to get paid more. And then the people who are getting paid the most, like Ariana, are being ostracized for making so much money. And so the drama is now who is making the most money out of everybody. And it's just,
Yeah.
that's not entertainment. That's not
No,
anything
they're
else.
meant to be
To
on the
be.
show to show us their life, not to then try and get side projects and push the side projects on the, like, it seems like it's an ad
Yeah.
almost the whole time. I don't agree with Sheena's song.
Sorry.
Either
Oliver.
does Oliver.
He's not a
I
fan.
don't agree. He thinks she's taking it too far. That's what he was trying to say. It's too far. If someone released a song about her and Brock, like it's too much. I don't know. She's not Taylor Swift releasing a diss track about someone. Like, do you know what I mean? And she's not even really trying to hide it. She's going around telling everyone what she's doing. We were talking earlier, and you said that nobody on the cast is really likable, and you've hit the nail on the head. Only Tom and Ellie. Katie is like this. It's true what they're saying. She is like a dark little cloud.
He's like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I don't enjoy watching her. Anyway.
We watch it to talk about it, but I would not miss it if it was gone. Now, something that I
No.
would miss if it was gone is The Valley, which is the reincarnation of Vanderpump Rules, and they are getting it right. It's got a good
Yeah.
mix of previous Vanderpump people, new characters. We've got Kristen being her usual self, and this week coming out with the pearler that she's an empath, which was one of the funniest things I've seen it ever. You are far from an empath, Kristen. We've
No.
got drama with Jesse and Michelle, the spite and hatred that they have towards each other, that they're basically staying with each other long enough for one to make a big enough mistake that they can then blame the divorce on that party. My God, time for a divorce, guys. You've
I'm just
money.
gonna stop you there. My washing machine is at the stage where she's letting it out. Can you hear her?
No.
Blast from the past that my machine
Been a
is
while
turning
since
on
your
me.
appliances
It's
have
been
gone off.
a while.
We've had a good
She's
run.
letting it out. She's about to let it out. I'm worried that it's going to start. Anyway,
I can
sorry.
hear
Go
voice
back.
coming from the other room, and it's Daphne, and I don't know what she's doing. And it's one of those things where it's like, is this good quiet or bad quiet? I'm probably gonna
She
go in
might
there
be
and there'll be
cooking. Could
makeup
be
all over.
bad.
Oh. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that. I've gone off the track. Oh,
That's
yeah.
all
So
right.
we've got Jesse.
So there was the hatred with Jesse and Michelle, and the fact that they should just get divorced. And then we've got the very real story that's being represented, which is the postpartum depression.
Yes.
What's the name of the girl again?
Nia?
Mia? Mia? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing to see people be honest about the struggles of parenthood, motherhood, fatherhood, especially from. She is the beauty queen of the show, a literal Miss America.
Yeah.
And so to see her experience with all this money and all this fame and all these looks and help that she's still experiencing dark times and that it's hard. And I love that they're not trying to hide that and that they're being very open about it because it will help a lot of people watching the show.
Yeah, I think it's great. And her husband's supportive. I don't love that guy. I like her. I
Yeah.
don't love him. When he was on the phone, he's like, I can't, it's so hot and we've got no air conditioning. I can't leave. Wouldn't you leave the house and go to the house with the pool?
Go somewhere
Go
else.
somewhere where there is air. But
You are
anyway,
not a
that's
tree. You can
yeah,
move.
you can move.
Go to the Beverly Center. The Beverly Center is in Beverly on the corner of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. Just go there. They've got great air conditioning. I can vouch for that. They have a parents' room. You could easily go where there's air con. You are
Yeah,
not a
he
tree.
should have left the house. But yeah, I don't love him, but I do love her. I love how open she's being. We can tell that Jesse and Michelle, it's done. They are over it. They're waiting for someone to cheat if they're not already cheating. I think there's some drama coming out because the insipid fellow, Kristen's chap, I don't know, even know,
Can't even
remember
remember
he
his
dropped
name.
the bomb that
Yeah,
he knows something.
he knows a secret and he's not coming out with it. And you can tell that he is not a seasoned reality star because of his
No.
way of almost spilling the tea. And then you can see the cogs in his brain working, going, shit, I was not meant to
What have
say
I
that.
done?
I
Yeah.
need to backtrack. And then one of the producers has actually come out this week and said that the two of them, Kristen and the boyfriend were the most secretive out of everybody, so they
Yes,
held the
I
most
saw.
back. So,
Yes.
what is it? I'm sure it'll come out in blind items and
I
didn't lie.
think it's about that Michelle It's been texting Jax because that come out in a trailer or something, wasn't
And
there?
there's all this
Some
talk
drama
about
around
her
that.
hooking up with a director, a very famous director, and they keep beeping out the
Yes.
name of the director. So there's
At
obviously.
Beverly Hills Hotel.
And now she's got a boyfriend now. She's come out with this new guy.
Yeah.
So love to see if he's on the show next season. They're definitely
I'm
getting.
loving the drama of it all, but it's
Yeah.
good drama.
Good
But the
drama.
cracks are starting to show between Brittany and Jax, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, you know, yeah. But we're Team Brittany. We've discussed we're Team Brittany.
We're
So,
always Team Brittany.
yes. Now, the other thing that is a little bit of a letdown is Vanderpump Villa. Been watching it on Disney Plus. You've got this group of people where they're at this villa in Paris. I'm not even sure if it's Paris anymore. It feels
It's got
completely
that
set up.
stage Southern California vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They went to Paris, then they went out in this last episode this week. They've gone out of the villa. So
Yeah, to a
they're
studio
definitely
in
there. Yeah.
downtown LA that they've set up to look like Paris.
Like a green screen. Every now and then you see green
Yeah,
spill come
it
across
just
their
moves.
head.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels so set up. Then you've got Tally and Hannah. They've started picking on this other girl, Gabriella, I think her name is. Her appearance, I don't like it. They're calling her Toucan Sam, and then people's ages are showing because they're like, who's Toucan Sam? And I'm like, oh my goodness, people don't know who Toucan Sam is. Like, but now my age is showing.
I was brought up on Toucan Sam. And if
Yeah.
while we're just on that topic, Fruit Loops have changed their taste. They don't taste anywhere near as good as they used to taste.
They don't.
Oh, I know you're not a breakfast person, but I loved Fruit
No.
Loops and now they just taste like crap.
I've not had them. I've not since I was
What?
young. I haven't in
Ever?
years. No, I've had them. No, like I've had them. It's not like you with the Kewpie. I've had them. And I'm sure the kids have had them and I've tried them, but I haven't had them enough to know that they've changed
Yeah.
tastes. Then we've got Eric, who I haven't loved, but this episode he seemed okay.
Yeah, he was a
He
little
wasn't
bit
in
more
it as much.
colorful. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other only other note that I've got is the sous chef, which I don't know her name, but when they went out this week, she's very pretty. So you've got these other girls in the house that think that they're just amazing, and they
Yeah.
are beautiful girls, but the sous chef is, I think she's French, isn't she?
Yeah, she's French and she's just naturally attractive. She's not
Yeah,
full of
she's
fillers.
stunning.
Yeah.
No, and she's just seems like a nicer person. She's not arrogant about it.
The thing that annoys me about the show is that it feels like the business has been set up as a front for the TV show. So they've got a reason to film something. It doesn't feel like a genuine villa. It just feels like we're going to rent this villa for this period of time. We're going to bring in these actors and then they're going to serve people badly and have a whole lot of drama and we're going to make X number of episodes. And
Agree.
reality TV has come so much further than that. And so we can't, we need a higher standard. And there's just too much Vanderpump right now. We've got three different variations of a Lisa Vanderpump show showing at the same time. We've got no housewives. We're just living in this Vanderpump world, and only one of the programs is really nailing it. And I
Yeah.
don't think it's going to help her brand. It's not going to
No.
help Vanderpump Rules. And I don't think it's going to help Vanderpump Villa get a second season. Like it's all just a bit of a shit show.
Vanderpump Villa, yeah, I could miss it.
Yeah. Now, something I can't miss, and it's my favorite day of the week to anybody who celebrates on Friday here in Australia, Summer House. Summer House is still peak TV. Loving it, loving their parties. I always used to hate their parties and be worried about how much noise there was. But now I look forward to their theme parties because they're so good. This week they did their Out of This World party where they have, it feels like half of the Hamptons show up and everyone's dressed up in their alien costumes. It was a really fun episode. We've got West back. We missed him last week. He had a hilarious moment with his green onesie, which I know you loved,
Crawling.
crawling in the room. Oh,
Yeah.
and then laying by the pool in the
Yes.
onesie. It was just gold while they were in the bedroom talking about how the fact that he and Sierra have not yet committed to their relationship with intimacy. And
Yes.
to begin with, I found it frustrating. I'm like, Sierra, just sleep with the guy. Like, you really like him, sort of thing. But she's holding her ground. And she said something
Yeah.
along the lines of, no one has the right to this, my body. Like, this is my
Yeah,
body. I'll
that's
do it in
her.
my own
Yeah.
time. And it's a bit like that as well with Paige. There's this expectation that she gets engaged and marries Craig and that they live together and move. And she's like, no, when I'm ready. And it's really refreshing to see two women who have influence over other generations of women, like upcoming young people and people the same age. It's okay to say no. It's okay to take your time. And that's
Yeah.
really different, I think.
I think we've grown up with the narrative, our generation, of your biological clock is ticking. And you've got every show and every romantic comedy is about the woman whose time's running out and she needs to find the man and she has to have the family. And now to see that shift, and even to see it shift in reality TV, because you see women on reality TV, and I like Kristen for one, she wants to have the baby. She's just trying to nail down any man to have the baby. But the reality is she can have the baby like Lala's having the baby by herself. You don't need that now. So I think seeing that narrative shift and seeing Paige and Sierra, what are the, it's Paige
Sierra,
and
Paige
Sierra.
and Sierra, yes.
Paige and Sierra being able to put that out there is good for younger generation girls. It's a different path that they're following. So, Danny L weighing in on it for me is unnecessary.
Get off your soapbox, Danielle.
Yeah. I think when she sat Paige down and she said, I think Craig wants more affection. Well, Craig's a grown man and Craig can say it. Like, if one of my friends said, I think Stuart wants more affection, well, let Stuart tell me. It's not for a friend to tell. We're not in primary school or high school where you need your friends to say, and I don't even know how close are her and Craig. Not that close. So she's just meddling again, which I don't like. And neither does Oliver. He's very, he agrees.
He's very vocal today. I hate to think how this is going to sound. If anyone's made it this far through the podcast, well done. Well done. I'm struggling. We'll get there. Just before we move off Summer House, like the whole Lindsay and Carl thing. I mean, thank God we're not hearing them call each other babe anymore because I couldn't handle that anymore. But just the whole thing between the two of them, I don't like either of them. I think that there's behaviors from both of them that are
Questionable.
just a bit questionable. And I don't need them in the Summer House. Move them on. It's
No,
time to.
I'd be happy if they don't come back, either of them. I don't feel anything for, like, I don't like Lindsay. I haven't liked her for a few seasons. Carl's not giving that much. But then in the same way, I want the drama between Kyle and Amanda to stop. But if Kyle becomes the person that Amanda wants him to be, he's not going to be entertaining on the show and he will need to leave as well because that's going to be boring. Like they'll need to do the spin-off of like the Valley where they've grown up because watching Kyle eat chips at 2 a.m. and walk around butt naked and just be drunk is hilarious as a viewer, but not as a wife.
Yeah,
Like
as a
I
wife,
see what she's saying.
I'd be
Yes.
livid. I
But then
completely
maybe
get where
it's
she's coming.
time. Yeah, I'm completely team Amanda. I understand you don't want to have children with someone who's out multiple times a week till 4 a.m. It's hard. But at the same time, if he does that, he won't be entertaining anymore on the
He's going to
show.
have an identity crisis, like, who am I now? Because he hasn't moved on from
Yeah.
his party boy life. It's all
Yeah.
lover boy, party boy, staying out till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big shift.
Yeah.
But it's still my favorite show on at the moment.
100% my favorite show. Loving it. The other one that we've got, which is a spin-off of Summer House, is Summer House Martha's Vineyard. I still can't really get into it. We've
I'm
got a
trying,
pregnancy
but I just,
announcement.
yeah.
No, we've got a pregnancy announcement this week. We've got the rodeo day that they went on. They had a rodeo day. They all got dressed up. They had an Apollo night, which was a talent night that wasn't that entertaining. The only other notes I've got is that Amir is in a relationship and he's super boring because his
Correct.
girlfriend seemed very insecure, so he's boring now. And Milo, that emotional support dog, needs more training because he is not supporting anyone. He's pooing on the carpet, he's causing the drama, and he's not helping anyone to be calmer.
I just
So.
find it really hard to be interested in any of the characters. We say characters, like they're people.
Yeah,
These people are real
personalities.
lives, but I'm not drawn to them like I am, for example, the Valley or
No.
on
Or even
Sunny.
Summerhouse.
Yeah. Like that's good TV. I think, yeah, if you're putting them up against each other at the same time, it's too easy to compare them. And it's good, but it's not great. And it's not must-see TV, which is a shame.
No. And even the drama that's carried over from last season about the guy that didn't flush the toilet,
No,
it's
that
not
kills.
that big of a deal.
No, move on. Stop having meetings. Yeah, I'm done.
Anyway,
I think we're
we
done.
made it.
We made
We
it
made
through.
it.
What a shit
There's a
show
few
of an episode
burps.
this is going to be. Oh my
Few
God.
burps from Oliver. I'm
Snatched
having some.
the bed, nearly knocked me out. Oh my
I'm having
God.
problems with my washing machine.
Oh, reality mums by name, reality mums by nature. We soldier on for another week, and hopefully next week's TV is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Bit lacking at the moment. But
It
anyway,
is.
that's all right. I've got plenty of plate and you've got a new fringe to keep you busy, so we're
Yeah.
good. I
See
do love
how
it.
we'll see. See if it lasts. It gets pushed back a lot. At least I can push it back and you can't see it.
Lucky duck.
Have a lovely week
I will, you
and enjoy
too.
Anzac Day tomorrow. Go Pies.
Yeah, maybe I will enjoy my Anzacs. I'm going to make some Anzacs today. Make some cookies, but no go pies. Sorry, I can't get on that
All right.
bandwagon. All right,
Have
I'll
a
talk to
nice
you next
week.
week. Thanks everyone for
See ya.
listening. Bye bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.